Happy Friday, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Just before the break, I described the fact that Kristi Noem has apparently complete amnesia over the fact that she and every other Republican was calling like for bloody murder back when Joe Biden was considering, but didn't, federalize the Texas National Guard when Governor Greg Abbott at the time had deployed Texas Rangers to interfere with the federal government's exclusive right to maintain border security. This is when Greg Abbott put effectively concertina wire in a river and there were in the Rio Grande and people were dying, getting caught up in it and drowning. There was effectively a standoff in a state park there. It was a really touch and go situation. Kristi Noem was just outraged, I say. To have Joe Biden federalize the National Guard, quote, in a direct attack on states' rights, end quote. But now, no problem. No problemo. And she actually got on Fox News back then and expressed her outrage. Let's refresh our collective recollections.
That stood by Governor Abbott's side. If you didn't stand with him in solidarity, I'm not sure Biden wouldn't have precipitated a real crisis down there.
Yeah, Sean, I went the actual day that showdown was supposed to happen. People asked me why, when I heard the news, I immediately the next day was at the border. And it was because of what I heard Democrats encouraging the president to do. They were encouraging President Biden to activate our National Guard soldiers so that they would stand down. He actually was going to take control of our South Dakota National Guard and actually activate them so that they would not protect America. So recognizing the real threat that was to states' rights and how that would be the first time in history a president would pay a soldier to not fight, to not protect our country, made me show up in Texas the next day to let Governor Abbott know I'm here. South Dakota is with you. We will defend our Constitution. We will defend our rights because the last several years, we've seen Democrats take away our freedom of religion, our freedom of assembly, our freedom of speech. We can't let them take away our state's rights, too, especially our right to protect ourselves.
Make it make sense, right? This is bananas. Also, she was inverting all kinds of stuff. He wasn't federalizing either the Texas National Guard or the South Dakota National Guard to not protect Americans. He was considered federalizing them because you had a governor interjecting himself, sending armed local law enforcement to what? Make it impossible for ICE agents to do their job, for Customs and Border Patrol to do their job. So that was not okay then, but it's completely okay now, even though you do not have what you could have, I think, much more legitimately characterized Governor Greg Abbott's use of the Texas Rangers and local law enforcement as. That certainly looked a whole hell of a lot more like a rebellion. And we've got a federal judge saying there's no rebellion. We had an expert yesterday on civil-military relations saying it is only when law enforcement has completely lost control of a situation. Think LA riots. We don't have that here. There's not an argument that you do. And by the way, if you've been watching any of the footage of these ICE agents or FBI agents, they certainly don't look like they're having any problem taking people down, do they? Seems like that's working just perfectly fine. So why is the National Guard there? Let's just ask Judge Perry that. What did she say? It looks like that the National Guard would only add fuel to the fire. Fascinating. And if this wasn't quite close enough to home, in the Chicagoland area, I want to play for you some sound. This is a WGN producer. This is Chicago's main a television and radio outlet. She has been taken to the ground in this video. She is being cuffed. She is a news producer. There is absolutely no legal reason to be taking down, cuffing, and arresting or detaining news persons that are covering these protests and these interactions. But listen to this sound. There's a person videotaping this. She's on the ground with her hands behind her back, face pressed to the ground, glasses askew, and she's trying to identify herself so that her news outlet can be alerted that she's being illegally detained by ICE. Take a listen.
What's your name?
Debbie Brockman. I work for WGN. Let them know.
I got you. Yep. Debbie Browning?
Brockman.
Brockman, WGN. Do you guys want to share your names too, or I'm just going to cover your face?
What in the hell is going on? I'm sure our good friend CJ has an answer. CJ, how are you?
Thanks for taking my call, Maggie. And I understand why you don't like to take my call, because you need to tell the whole story. Greg Abbott, the governor, was trying to protect the border of Texas when
it's
Joe
not,
Biden was
it's not, it's not, it's not Greg Abbott's job, CJ. It's not Greg Abbott's job. There is a difference between federal law enforcement of obligations, which includes border protection, and state. That is states' rights. That's the 10th Amendment. Go ahead, sir. My question is not about the merits of Greg Abbott's position. My question is about the hypocrisy in Christie. My question is about the hypocrisy in Christie Noem's position. It wasn't okay then, but it's okay now?
When you have the president allowing 6,000 per day invited illegal undocumented.
That is untrue, CJ, and you are dodging the fundamental question. I am asking you, why was it not okay for Joe Biden to do that, but it's perfectly acceptable?
You can try to put it in.
I'll put you in a box all day long when you won't engage with me on the issue that faces Americans today. Different standards for Democrats than there is for the MAGA regime. It's all fine as long as we trade on racist overtones of fear of immigrants and lie about Joe Biden's record. Super fine. Well, I'm glad we solved that. We're going to continue the discussion about the impacts of the big, brutal bill and Trump's tariff terrors on farmers on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.